We are continuing our shiur on shiurim on Shah Kavanas. Particularly, we are in Matber Bracha, and we're doing it with the Siddur Shash. We are still in the word Melech Olam. We're going to explain a bit more in detail about the Aliyah. When we say Melech Olam, the Aliyah till Abzak Da'ak. And then we're going to discuss the Yerida, the Chalukas of Shefa that we were going to start today and share with. But first, a little more details of the Aliyah. So, as we're saying Melech Olam, as we said, we'll just repeat quickly, you're doing Mesiras Nefesh. As we said, that Skilas Chifa Hereg Vechenig Yemkabel Alav Dalib Mises Beistin, and that's the Koach to bring the Rafach up. And then with the Rafach, you bring up all the Shefa, the Mochim, the Yenika that you had brought up already from the beginning of the Bracha. You had started to download all the Shefa. One of the questions the Mefarshim asks is, when does the Rafach come about? We spoke about this earlier on in previous shiurim, but I'm going to propose to you two different pshatim here from the Shem Nesosan and the Shari Rachamim of Dweck. So the Shem Nesosan proposes to say that the Rafach, which is an intusis, which fell in Bria and Yetzirah, and I see it, that we don't see it at all in the beginning of Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. We don't see it at all that you bring up the Netzutzos, which is unusual because that's the Ikur Avoidus to bring up the Shivrei Kelim up. Ikur Chosef Min HaSefer. So the Shemen Sosos wants to say that when you're saying now, I'll just read you the Lashon Kosov, the Ayah B'Shas HaMshachos HaMochim D'Yenika. So the birurim are slowly but surely coming up as you're saying the word Baruch Ata Hashem. Again, we don't see it bechlal in the Siddur, but as I state in Shem and Sosan, the Shah Rachman has a different pshat. He wants to say bechlal a chiddush nifla. He wants to see the fact that you are coming towards the mitzvah. Could be any mitzvah you're doing, or whether you're mechuvin to make a bracha, automatically the netzutzos starts raising up from the lower worlds and they start coming up. That's before you start the bracha.
But that's with that bracha or any mitzvah as well?
Any mitzvah. Anything you do is always the same system. It's always matbeh bracha. The system is that you bring up the birurim, you're adding in the mochim de katnas, you're sending it up to Abzak Da'ak, getting new mochim de gadlus, and then you're building your patsufim. That's the whole entire system where you think Kriya Shema, where
you think the Amidah. If you're doing the Mr. Sadaka,
yeah.
So you're saying that when you put your hand into your pocket purse or whatever to take the count the map there, mm-hmm. Yeah, at that moment you're starting the
The Aliyas Rafach would happen even before that. He just says the Rotzon. He says the Rotzon Likayim Mitzvah, he says, or a Brocha. Whether you have intention to Mekayim a Mitzvah, and even though, well, I can't say you don't, if you don't Mekayim the actual Mitzvah, then the Pula wouldn't happen. But Amelas Taki, you are Mekayim the Mitzvah, then it happens already just by the Machshava Aleh.
So if I say now, I want to do Mitzvah Shachris in the morning. You're saying it starts then?
No, I told you. It has to. Even if you want to, like I told you, if you want to do a mitzvah and it's a lo olo al yodo, you know, it doesn't manage. You put your money, put your hand in your money, put your hand in your pockets, give money to the doctor, and then you can't find an oni chris. You know, so you haven't done anything. It has to be somoch le mitzvah, somoch le brocha. Okay, so that's the Shem Sotan Shah Rachmi. That is when the Rafa comes along. So let's continue. After that, you bring up the Rafach, and then you're sending all that whole package deal that means the Mochim de Katnus, which is the nine Chagat of the Chagat and the Kachbad of the Chagat, that's Mochim de Katnus, Mochim de Yenika. Ah, and then he says the Loshon over here. I just want to go through the Loshon of the Aliyah. You see that over there? Just underneath the Rafach. Va'az Nitan Koach. It's below the Rafach. As niten koach bezun. That means once you brought it up, you've given koach to zun. Umivarim hem mibiruri achorayim v'yasu. So, when you bring up all these birurim, you are now in Atzilus. And Atzilus, what do we see? We see the achorayim of Yisus Saba and Tvuna. So you're touching upon them. Umechelke kachbad v'yasu takhlulim imarafach. And that's another yasu. Why is it referring to two yasu? One yasu is the ones which are left in Atzilus. The other yasu that he's referring to now is the yasu that was in Bia, with the Rafah, with the Shivrakin. That's also coming up to Zoom. Even in the order, I would have preferred it to say the opposite way, that first you bring up all the Rafah and the Kachav, the Kachav of Yasut to Zoom, and then the Birurim, Birurim, Achuraim, the Yasut. That would have been more. Thing, but that's the way it goes. Umali Amor said, what are you going to do with it? And by the way, why is it Kachav? Because this Kachav is Bebechinas Moichim, the Mefarshim say. Kesel Chochma Bina Das the Yasud is the Moichim which go into Zun, and when Zun breaks, they take all that with them all the way down into Bia. So that Kachav is not going to come back up. And what are you doing with it? Yumali moizam ima beruim shalahem shenidbaru alidenu liyasu. So Zun, now he's all filled up with his own beruim, with the beruim of the Yisus Avatuna, which are the lower parts of the Tzilus, and also the beruim which are from Yasud, but those aspects which are in Bia, all now are going to go up to the higher parts of Yasud, because that's the only way that Zun can get a biru, or Zun can get a tikkun. It's only when you bring him to the Pasuk Shema'elah. And then he says, "Ve'az niten koach b'yasud." So once you bring all the peklech up now a level to yasud, as we just did in the previous paragraph, that gives a koach to yasud to do what? To go even higher. Umevarim gavit berurim aniska chelki kacha de'aba v'ima. Now, that is now going to raise up. Now Yasut is now going to be able to touch upon the Birurim, the Abav Ima, that Agam came originally, but there was no point mentioning it because it was too far. But of course they came up with Zun originally. Oh, Mebechinas Achorayim de Abav Ima, Shinoflu Lebia. I didn't know over here there's two Bechinas Abav Ima, which is in the Birurim Abav Ima, which are in Atzilus, and also the Birurim Abav Ima, which are in Bia. Both of those are going to go up. Now, Mali Moisam Birurim Shalem Shinidbaru Al Yedei Zun Le Abba Ve'ima. Al Yedei Zun. Remember, because Zun is the one who initially got them out of Bia. And now, where are they going to go to? All that whole Pechlech is going to go up to. What do you mean by Pechlech? What do we have altogether? We have the Birurim of Yasut. You have the Birurim of Abba Ve'ima, which stayed in Atzilus. And also the Birurim of Abav Ima, which fell into Bia. All those three Pekulech are not going to go up to Abav Ima. And then it continues, same Nusach. V'chenita mekoal be'Abav Ima. Now once Abav Ima receives this kind of Pekulech, mevar gamem erachuem denai de'al champin. Now they will be able to mevarer the Birurim, which were, again, originally were brought up from Zun, up to Yasud, up to Abav Ima, that they also find over there the Birurim of Al-Khampim, which were originally in Atzilus, and Mechelke Kach Bad, the Al-Khampim, again, which those were particular in Bia. You're going to be all, again, those three Pekulach of Biruim to Al-Khampim. And finally, the last line is what? V'chena de'erze me'al-Khampim le'atik. So you're going to bring now all this Pekulech, which is in Al-Khampim, you're going to bring him to Atik, and then finally, v'chena oyli mezeh mezeh ad and sof te'ak. Okay? Right, David? You're going to bring finally all the way up to Adam Kadmon. Finish, right. So last time, what did you ask? What did the oyli ask? But there's a big jump from Atik to Adam Kadmon, right? It's full of oilomas. Well, why do we jump? We go consistently, you know, Zun, and then Yasut, and Abavima, Atik, and then we make a huge leap from Atik to Ak. What's going on? The second question is Be'etzim, why are we stopping at Ak? Really, are we not supposed to go to En Sof? Why are we trying to get the new shefa from Ak as opposed to the Ein Sof from the Eibishter? We'll get back to that second question in a minute. But let's find out why we're jumping over here. So I found a lashon over here in the Nashonim. Nashonim, as we know, that's the that's the pirush of the Rashash. We read a little booklet we found at the end, in the back of the Etzraim. Now listen to this lashon. Ve'oilim abirurim da'arach ampin, im birurim acharav, achorav, ve'nechlolim toch birure atik. As oilim kol abirurim im nishmat atik le'ese shroshe shalem b'malchut da'akudim. Listen to what he adds. He says, you don't go from atik to Adam Kadmon, but rather you come from atik to the malchut of akudim. And then misham le'nai da'akudim. And then lechaga da'akudim, then chaba da'akudim, misham leshchoshe dinikudim, shebipnim yosachaze da'ak, shal gabi ha'parsa. Ve'az, mitbaririm, chelke tanta, demauben, depnim yos, o miyachesim, lebirurim shehem ak, ve'olim im chelke nikudis tagim oisios, de'ab v'sag pnimim, leman, לתאמים דאב סג פנימים אז מזה יזדבג יזדבג אב וסג דאק. So בקיצור, we're not going to go into the details over here, but you see there's much more than meets the eye over here. There's akudim and the malchut akudim, and there's naida akudim and chagad and the kachab, and then you have nikudim and tanta, and you have a lot going on over here. So the question is, why don't we see it over here? And even see the Rashash himself wrote the Siddur. So why in Nashon he writes all these details, and in the Siddur he leaves it out? So Teretz is another piece in the Etz Chaim. Well, another piece. So in the Etz Chaim says in Shah Rafach Perak Aleph, Kava Yedata says the Arizal, Ki Ein Banu Koach Laso Koydem Atzilus Yutzfios. Anything above Atzilus, we have no yad. Magas yad b'chlal v'chav v'chlal. We have no kesher. V'lo, lo lidmois shum dimyon v'tzura klal v'chav v'chlal. We can't imagine b'chlal what's going up there. As, ach, l'shachach ha'oizem anu tzirichim lidaber mashol v'dimyon l'kach af es nidaber v'mitzir tzir shom l'mala. Ain a daba, ain le daba, rak le shachr to oizen. Okay? So, because we know that at the beginning of Etz Chaim, at the beginning of Otzos Chaim, we also learned that anything above the oznaim, we don't even learn about. You know, we know there's the nine the ak, we don't speak about. There's hair, the shefa coming out from the hair, the ak, that we don't speak about. We don't speak about a lot of things up and above the oznaim. But nevertheless, we saw mentioned here and there. So that's the Arizal. That's only the Shachich Zuznaim. As a matter, we can understand why we're not talking about all these bechinas, all the up like that, because they're so high from us that it's not even Shach to Misyachis to them. But you have to know the Mefarshim do point out that you should have in mind that it's going through a lot of different alamos till we know, till it gets acted, because we know it doesn't just skip from Atik until the end sof, until the Absag the Ag, but rather there's a lot going on there, but you don't have to mefale them in the actual command.
But it is actually going there.
Yeah, of course. I told you. It's there. In Mechavim that I'm going to go through all the right channels, but you don't have to mefale it every single Nekuda until it finally gets there.
Well, as a simon that we don't understand it.
We have no magus yet.
Yeah, but the command is the same thing. If it's going through there, through your Maisa, so in that case, that is the Yegiziyat.
No. Well, there's levels. As we're saying over here, we take the Birurim, bring them to Zun, and then Zun, we take the old Birurim, which are Nogeh to Zun, we go up, Shlab, 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 so we really get into the Etzim Kavona to empower the Kavona. Right? That's the way it should be.
So that's...
Masha Enkin, when we go up and above our limits, you have to know that we don't get into details there. The Arizal Kikamat says it's also b'chlal even to mention these bechinas. They're so mufshat that we have no shaykhs to them. It's not even a point of being mechavin. You have to know yedir ba'alma. You're not. We don't want koitzus mitzius. You don't want to say it stops up there. We have to. You have to imagine in your mind. You're going all the way up, right? Mm-hmm. That's pesedah goma. But ad kedekar to mefalad each single nekuda, and it goes through the chokhmah, and then it goes through the keser, and then it goes through the nekudim, the akudim, and berudim, and that you don't have to go because we don't go into those details.
But it's a similar level, not pshat that you could do.
Similar.
No, I mean, you know,
It goes without your kavanas.
But everything is without your kavanas. I mean, the earlier parts.
Yeah, but the shayla is: do you have the mishtatif or not? And here, you do not have the mishtatif.
So the reason we
don't get extra schar for it, adrabah, you're not supposed to be misasik in these bechinas.
You don't. We're not mishtatif because to show ourselves that we have no shaykhs to it.
Not to show ourselves, because it's if I were to say it's an issa to go there, doesn't mean you don't can't think about it. You can think about it, but there's an issa to misasik lemala memagas yad.
Is that called being misasik? Okay.
Yeah, of course. Your kavanah is always misasik. Okay. Now, saying all that, there are sidurim taka that write out this pilud, this mamish, all these details. And one of them is the Yoren. The Yoren, page 178, itaka goes through all these details. The Ben Ish Chai in Loshon HaChachamim, in a Sefer, Loshon HaChachamim, Chelek Aleph, Daf Resh Lamed Vav, he says he doesn't know why the Yoren wrote it. According to his das, all the Mekubalim, all the previous Mekubalim were not mechaven all these details. So he just spread Tzachian in the Yoreh. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we go all the way up now to Absag the Ak. And as I'm preempted, question is, there is a Mefusha Etz Chaim. I want to tell you. Etz Chaim says, in Etz Chaim Shah Yud, which is Shah Tikkun Perik Beis, and he says as follows. I wrote that the Lashon over here. Me'acher shekol matarasenu, he liten hamelochim shem bechinas anikudim shem sag lisag velemata lechim olo lisaken be abesag deak shemehem loye shvira val yodom yecholim hamelochim ashvurim litaken. Okay?
No,
again, okay, so let me just repeat the kasha, and I'm going to give the answer again. The kasha was, why are we going to this particular madrega of Ab Sagdak? We know there's a multiple madregas. Why would Dafka go into this madrega?
Not Ein Sof.
What?
Why do we go to Ein Sof?
Forget Ein Sof. Let's just go above Ab Ak. Why Dafko stop when we have the Absag, the Ak? The Teretz is because the Shvira happened where? By the Sag, as we know, as Mavur. In Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Chaim, it happened by the Sag. That's just below the Anayim. And therefore, where do you have to do a Tikkun? You have to do a Tikkun, just the Madrega which is above it. Meaning, not do the Tikkun. You have to get the Tikkun, the Shefa, a Chodesh, just from the Shefa, which just above that, which had no Shvir, and that's Gnuk, that's good enough to bring down that new Shefa, which didn't have any Shvir whatsoever, and to rinse off all the impurities which was caused Alinei the Shvir. Okay, that's what the Etz Chaim Shah Yu says, then all you have to go is to the Abdesag and the Abdesag, Shehem lo yeshvira ve'al yodom yecholim hamalochim ashvurim nisakim. Right. Now, there's a problem though. Because in Shah Mad v'ma, Man, which is Shah Tal, Pergvav, the Ariza says, Mefurish, anytime you want machadish any chidush, meaning anytime you want new shefa, you have to go back to the Eivishter. That's a different one. Right? It's not good enough, it's mashma from this next piece, which we're going to read in a minute, that you just go to the madrega, which is immediately above where the shvira happened to get the tikkun, but rather, it makes sense that if you want any dava chodesh, you have to go up to the Ein Sof Baruch Hu. So he says as follows, that lechadishu moichim chadoshim tzorich lalo is ad apsag de'ak. Okay, I'm not going to read out the whole lashon over there in Shah Maduman, but that's what he says. So, Tzad Mafashim says as follows: Tzorich lomar kimon shelemar me'ak em madreges ma'amarizal lo gila oisana kamo olam ha'malbush. There's a world called olam ha'malbush. There's another world called the olam ha'tiharu. But by the way, it's not mentioned in Tzchaim. It's not mentioned also in Tzchaim. And all these worlds, it's all only mentioned by the Talmidim, Talmidim of the Arizal, Rav Yisra Surug. He has a Mahalach, and he writes Taka. He's an Odom Godol Admoi and an Odom Neman, and obviously he must have got it from the Arizal. But it's very strange that in Tzchaim, Rav Chaim Ital doesn't mention any of it anywhere. Okay? Doesn't mean it doesn't exist, but it's mashma, like with the fault we were saying beforehand, that something which is so, so high, we have no magas yadin, don't even go there. And that's the vault over here. So, enachanami, the father, mafashim semaforsh, that according to the Sha'atal, according to Arizal, you have to machaven that you're going up to the Eibishter. Up to the Eibishter. That's his only. He's the only koal that can machadish any new shefa. But where do you start your kavanas bepoel? Apsagdak. Apsagdak. That's very, very important. Very, very important to understand that. Okay? Okay, so with that, we're now look inside the kavanas itself and start reading. So, just over the page over here, we're going to start now. Look at this ab. We're going to find this ab the side over here, and it says at the top of the page, "V'as misdavigim pnimius ab besag de'ak." Now, in the statement forish in the Etz Chaim, that's ab de'ab and ab de'sag. So you're making a zivug between the right brain and the left brain of ab, Adam Kadmon. So on the right hand side, the ab is obviously 72, which is the yud vav dal k yud vav yud vav k yud. On the left hand side, it's Abdesag, which is Vav Yud Vav, Ke Yud Vav Aleph Vav, this time Ke Yud. Those are the two Havayas on the right hand and left side you have in front of you.
I know, just like.
Now, what do you have to do now? That's the right brain and the left brain. What do you have to do? Make a Zivok. Seriously, a Zivok Panimi?
What do you mean brains?
Huh?
What do you mean brains?
Morchim is where. it's a shefa which you are mizaving and producing a new shefa adidei this zivu. Okay, now what's going to happen over here? He says motzim adidei this zivu penimi. What are you being motzim? Motzim yutzfios the mam and metzav deak. As we know, you're going to ask this. That's the statement forish. Statement foolish in the Ozat Chaim we read, and also in the Ozat Chaim, that when you're making a zivug, upside the ag, you're coming out with a new shefa coming out from the moach, from the metzav, sorry. What's coming out from the metzav? The ma'ach chadash. And what's coming out as well to make the new shefa? The new shefa is also comprised of the tashlom yutzfils the ben, me'nayim the ag, ashayachim lo'itzim beburum she'olo. You're going to come out with the ma'ach chadash and also the ben chadash. When he shachem bebechinat tzelem, it comes as a tzelem. It's about davar shalom. And moichim the gadus, because till now we're working moichim the katnus. Now you got this new moich, and this new moich is called moichim the gadus. Im ranchim, and that means the shefa. I'll explain that in a minute. The nachi bitoichem. Nachi means it's another code for kesach chochma bina. Those are the three higher patsufim of zaza. Is made of a nai chagat. And then Bina and Chochma and Keses. So we're not interested in Ayin Chagat. That's already Mesukim Mesheshit Mereshit. You're Mesakin the Keses Chochma and Bina of Zah. That's the Nachit Shibitorcha. Shehem Yud Gimel Havayos Ve'eke Benikud Ayedua. Actually, we saw this on the previous page when we brought up the Shefa. Let me just show it to you. A Dugma. Of what we brought up is what we're bringing down now. This is the Naranchi over here. Okay, this is the Naranchi, which is Havayas and Ekes. Havayas and Ekes, there are 13. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, which corresponds to Keser, Chochma, Bina. Das is always the middle line is separated, is double, because it's always part of the right and part of the left. So you have Das, and then you have Chesed, Gvot, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. Okay? Those are the Shefa, which is going to go inside what's called the Moichim. Which is going to go down, which is the Moichim, which actually, I'll see the Moichim over here. This is the old Shefa, I was just showing you Dugma Balma. Okay? So that's what's happening over here. Let's go back to the Lashon. So you bring all down with Yud Gimel Havayis Ve'ekes and Nikudas and Yudua. Im all Atamim. Im all and Sof. Ameluvash bekesed the atik the ax. So this is before you machaven the or and sof. That's sure, because you only went to abtsag the ak. What's he talking about the ensof? Teretz is, of course, you have to machaven, you go into the ensof and you bring it back down. Now, in order to make sense out of this, let me just set up the seven levels of Shefa. Now, it's very important to remember this, because this, you apply this to all types of Yeridas Shefa or Chalukas Shefa. There are seven different levels of the Yeridas Shefa. And here they are. The first one is the O and Sof. Meaning, you're getting, as Mefarshim explained, a nitzutz koton me'oid, and this is a statement before Shinshah Mad, Perek, Shah Mem Beis, Perek Aleph, statement before Shitin bring a nitzutz koton miboro from the Eivishter. Anitzitz kotem me'oid, you bring it down, mebechinas elakus. You bring that down, and what are you going to do with it? You're going to put it down, you mulavish it in what's called level number two, which is called the O'r HaTamim. What's the O'r HaTamim? The O'r HaTamim is the Kesed Adam Kadma. You bring all that down, and then you deposit it so that nitzitz in the Kesed of Adam Kadma. And the third level is O'r Nikudois. And that is the Chochmah of Adam Kadmon. And it's also referred to as Naranchi. Naranchi is those, what we just showed you before, the 13 Havais and Ekes, that's what we call the Naranchi. Those are the Oiras. The Oiras. Okay? Then, Madrigna 4 is Moichim. Moichim. So all that, again, this Nitzitz Kotna, which is called the O and Sof, is going to go down into the O Tamin, which is going to go down into the O Nikudas. Again, you have to mechamen all this. And it's going to go to level number four, which is called the Moichim. And what is the Moichim? Moichim is the new Shefa you brought down. That's the Ma'achadash and the Benachadash, okay, which was produced out of the Zivug Ab and Sag the Ak. Level number five, you bring that all down into the Tzlomim. Tzlomim, by the way, is the Tipus Ruchni of Abba Ve'ima. And then you bring it down Madreges Shishi. Number six is the Levushim, which is the Tipas Gufni. It comes from the Guf, not from the Gar of Abba Ve'ima. And then level number seven is what? Kelim. Okay, you want to repeat that, David?
Yes, you should repeat it.
Okay, I'll repeat it. So Bekito, the seven Madreges, and this is the way you always have to mechaven, is Otamim, O and Sof, into the O'r Tamim, or into the O'r Nikudos, into the Moichim, into the Tzlomim, into the Levushim, into the Kelim. Okay? Now, there is an acronym to remember this, and it's called Kol Tzomim. Remember I mentioned this? Maybe 1,000 times?
No,
Kol Tzomim.
Right.
Okay, you're right, I've added an extra two Madrigas. Kol Tzomim is only five. Kol Tzomim is a pasuk in Yechezkel, so it's Kol Tzomim. That's called the Kelim Levushim, Tzlomim, Moichim, Oiras. The only two Madrigas that actually we're adding here is the O'r Tamim and O'r and Sof. There's actually seven Madrigas. So that we don't have an acronym for. Okay? So that, let's read those words again. So you're bringing all that into the Naranchi, into the O'r Tamim, see that? With the O'r and Sof. He adds in the two extra Madrigas over here. Now, where are you going to bring that to? Le'atik le'atzilus, he says. Le'atik le'atzilus. Now, for this we're going to need a little bit of a chart over here. Now, we're going from top to bottom, and as you're bringing down the shefa, you're going to go into atik. Now, why would you want to go atik? Besides the fact that you have to go through atik, because he's the first patsuf, after At, after Adam Kadmon, because you have to misaken him as well. If you're going to go through his territory, he wants a chedek of the shef, obviously, in order to misaken himself, because he's also, he had a shvira, he had the naidach raim that broke. Amimera, now is his time to get the shefa that he needs in order to misaken his parts of him. So right now, as I'm talking to you, I'm trying to find this, I got two of those. This shefa chart. Here we go. This is a very colorful chart, and we're going to see exactly as we're going now, we're going to do this chart. Yeah. Okay. So, Olokeach, says the Rashash, Olokeach mufchash behem, Shem Kesedema. So what is he going to take? He's going to take the Kesedema, which we'll find over here. That's going to be taken by Atiket, whatever's in blue. He's going to take the Kesedema. And also, remember, this is all the sources of Shefa. This is the Ma'achadish over here. And this is the Benachadish, which is coming out from the, this is coming from the Metzach of Adam Kadmon. And this is coming out from the Naim of Adam Kadmon. Aliyadei. This zivug of Aben Sag of Adam Kadmon, when you brought up the Mochim Bekatnas. So as all this shef is coming out, all this whole chart coming out from the Metzach and the Nine Da'ak, they're going to be distributed to the various Patsufim, and each one is going to take a chelik of this source of energy, source of shefa. You got it? At the end, there will be no more of this, because everybody, all the Patsufim will take a chelik of these two shefas.
So when you say Patsufim, you mean the Kalim?
Yeah, the Patsufim. Atik, Kalim, right? The Kalim of Atik will absorb and the rest of the Shefa which is needed, which is Chosu. So, Lokeach HaMuvash Be'em, which is a Kesedema, which is, like I showed you over here, is a Kesedema, and the Har, the Kesedeben. So we're going to the Ben Chari, he takes the Har, he takes the first five.
What's Har mean?
The Rishonis is against the Ben, the Gal the Chokma, and also the Dal means Dal Rishonis the Bina, which is this the Bina, the first four, right? He takes the first five over here, the first three, first four, and then he takes the seven over here, which is Zayin Solin, the Zayin Tachtonin Ben, everything which is in blue. Next, but the zivug ma'u ben the atik, and you find the zivug say, and then we're going to go now into the parts of Arich. Arich, what is the Arich going to take? Yimshul sha mochim le ma'u ben the Arich. Hapim le sha v'laheshe et amuvcha. What is he going to take? Shehem chokma dema. So he's going to take the chokma dema. Here we go. Arich takes all this. So therefore, already we have all that which is gone from ma. Atik took this, and Arich took this now. What else does Arich take? He takes, Hey Achroinos, the Kesedaben. Hey Achroinos, which would be this Chelik over here. Alright, maybe Shai, he has it over here. Okay, now Zivug Arich Hampin, now Arich, now he's Gewaltig, he has all the Shev, now he makes a Zivug between Arich and Venukva. Ve'inshach Shar Le'aba V'ima. Now what's going to happen now? The shah, the rest of the shefa, now the abba v'ima, yishasham b'mukhash be'em, shehem keseh v'chokhma dibina dema. So the keseh, let's see this, the keseh v'chokhma dibina, here we go, this is the bina, the keseh chokhma, only these two, see what it is in green? This is what abba v'ima is going to take. What else? The vak de chokhma, here's the vak de chokhma, right? Vav ketzav is the vak de chokhma. Le Abba Ilayin Ubina de Bina de Ma. De Ma, this is the Bina de Bina. That little thing is going to take by thing. Ima's going to take that. Vehe Ketzav is the Bina de Ben. And this is, Ima's going to take whatever's in red over here as well. That's what Ima's going to take. Le Ima Ilayin. And then Baitan, then Abba Ima wants to have the Sheva, the Zibug Ilayin. And they're going to pass down the Sheva to lower, which is Yasu. What's Yas is going to take? They're going to take the Vak de Bina de Ma. This is the Vak de Bina de Ma over here in light blue. Okay. That is Shem Vak de Bina de Ma. O Malchu de Chokma de Ben. Here's the Malchu de Chokma de Ben. Down here is going to take Le Ima Ilain. Sorry, skip the thing here. Sorry, Umalchu de Chochma de Ben li Yisra Saba, Umalchu de Bina de Ma, this is going to be from Ma over here. You can see that. Umalchu de Bina le Tfuna, for Tfuna as well. Okay, very good. Very, very good. So I think the same division, Malchu de Bina de Ma, or Malchu de Bina de Ben. Oh, sorry, it's going to be this one and this one over here, these two over here, whatever's in red. And then finally, once that is done, he's going to pass down the shepherd to Yisra Saba Tfuna. V'sheris abochem shem zayin kadmim dema. Okay, whatever is zayin ketzovas. Sorry, zayin ketzovas dema. That's going to be all the rest of this. V'zayin ketzovas, everything which is in pink, everything which is in pink over here. Where is that going to go? That's going to go to Zayin Ketzovas de Ben, Chutz Meksorim, except for the Ksorim. All that is going to go to, it's all going to go to Za. All that's going to go to Zun, actually. Okay?
To see the chart.
Yeah, sure.
We're all too far away to see.
Yeah, so that is the Chalukah. So Shefa. And to be more specific, it says in so now that some of the shepherd is going to go down, as we learned over here, some of the shepherd Malchut is actually going to go to Rachel, and some is going to go to Yaakov. Now, another very important point I just want to mention before we stop it, we're going to stop a bit early, but the Neramche that we spoke about earlier on, and I showed you a picture of the Neramche, remember? This is the picture of the Neramche, even though it's not the shepherd we're bringing down, but it's very similar to this as well. So, here we go. This is the Neramche. This is the Yud Gimel. By the way, some Siddurim actually write Yud, because they don't consider that this is doubled. It is doubled, but they didn't just reckon for it. They consider it to be as one count, but really it's 13 of them, as we count them early on. This is what we call the Ranchi. This is level number 3, remember? They have all and Sof, then all Tamin. This is called the all Nikudos, which is going to go into all level number 4, which is called the Morchim. In the Ashkenazi Mukubalim Sidurim of the Ari, you won't find this. There won't be any mention of these Havayas and Ekes whatsoever. Okay, so don't be surprised if you see Rav Yaakov Siddur or Rav Asher Siddur, that's what they're called, other European Mukubalim, they do not have the Neramche. It's very simple and it's much, much smaller because this takes up a lot of space when you keep on repeating this Neramche. But saying that, you have to know that the Rashash is very, very adamant about putting the Neramche, because he brings down in Etz Chaim that the Etz Chaim is quite makpid, and I'll just read out the lashon over here. Chosana, because of havayas ve'ekes hem ike habiru v'tikun keniske b'sha'a moichim. So he brings down the sha'a moichim that he's showing that the Neramche, which is this Havayas and Ekes, which I just showed you, is the Iker, the lotion of the Biru of the Tikkun. Umibila Adam, and without them, Ein Kiyum Umamada Lemorchim Kiguf Belo Neshama. Do you hear that? So it's interesting to know that the Rashash and the Chosana is very, very makbin, and if you're not Mechaven in these Havayas and Ekes, it's as if you haven't done anything, like a Guf Belo Neshama. So it's interesting to note how the rest of the Mukubalim would, learn the Sha'a Moichim in other places in Etz Chaim, that the Rashash was Medayik, that without it, the Kavanas of the Chalukas of Sheva, bringing down the Sheva, Bachlad, don't start. Okay, so next, that's it. We finish now, Baruch Hashem. We finish the word Melech Ha'olam, and next time we meet, we'll be learning the next word on the Be'er Brach, which is Asher. Okay. Shkoyah.